大家早上好，我们今天一起啊翻开诗篇第九篇。
Good morning, everyone. Let's turn to Psalm 9 this morning.
那今天我们要一起继续的学习啊诗篇。
Today we will continue to learn about the Psalms.
那我们在学习诗篇的过程，我们呢、啊、告诉大家有几样事项要注意的。
As we learn about the Psalms, there are a few things we need to focus on.
那我们说我们在学习诗篇的过程，我们要明白这个四个 S 啊。第一个是背景，然后就是结构，然后就是平行的句子，然后就是重要的词汇。
So in learning about Psalms, there are the four S that we need to take note of: the setting, the structure, parallel sentences, and specialized words.
那今天的诗篇第九篇最重要的就是结构。
The most important part of Psalm 9 is its structure.
那第几最简单啊，然最简单能够理解的也是结构。
And the easiest to understand is also its structure.
那我们已经从诗篇第一篇啊，慢慢看到第九篇了。
We've started in Psalm 1 and we've reached Psalm 9 today.
那第诗篇第九篇很特别，是我们如果你从第一篇读到第九篇，这会是你第一次碰到啊一个称为长头诗 acrostic psalm 啊这一类诗。
So from Psalm 1 to Psalm 9, this is the first time you meet this structure called the acrostic psalm.
那长头诗的意思就是希伯来人作诗的时候，他用他们的字母的第一个字啊排在他们的句子或者段落的前面做一个开头。
So the interesting thing about this acrostic psalm is they use the Hebrew letter.As the beginning of each sentence.
所以这个目的很简单，就是帮助大家背那个诗歌。
The purpose of doing so is for those reading it to memorize and remember the psalm.
所以等一下我们看那个结构很简单，就是 A B C D E F G H I J K， 那个就是那个结构。
So when you go through Psalm 9, you'll see that the sentence begins with each of these letters, the A B C D all the way.In the Hebrew letter.
那他在背诵的时候，那个目的就是要表达完整的那个全方面的思想。
The purpose is to give a complete, holistic thought throughout this psalm.
那这一类的诗歌在这个诗篇这本书一共有八首，这个是第九篇是第一首。
So there are a total of eight psalms that are organized this way with the acrostic format.With the first letter of each sentence beginning with the Hebrew alphabet, and there are eight of them.
So, 我们在开始之前，我们做一个很简单的例子。
So, while we begin, we'll have a very simple example to start.
我们用一个儿歌来做一个例子。
Let's use a children's song.
那长头诗啊，如何的明白呢
？So, how do you understand acrostic?
啊，如果我们用这个儿歌啊 ，Do re mi fa sol la ti。Do, so do a dear, right? 这个儿歌我们都会唱。
So if you look at the structure of do a dear, you see the do re mi fa sol la ti, and you see how we can all remember how to sing this song.
那这个儿歌的目的是什么
？What's the purpose of this?
这个儿歌的目的不是教孩子怎么什么是那个路，什么是太阳。这个儿歌的目的是教孩子怎么唱歌。
So the purpose of this song is not to tell a child what is the sun or what is the do.But actually, how to sing?
它全方面的形容很多不同生活上的这个很常用的东西，帮助一个孩子明白唱歌就是 do re mi fa sol la ti do.
So it uses this children's song uses everyday items that's common and understandable by children, so that they remember the do re mi fa sol.
那前面的头一个字呢，他们就用一个句子来完成一个思想。
So the beginning of each of these sentences, they use the first sound or the first word.
那教完了这个，然后你教音乐的时候，你就会跟孩子说，其实我们在学习这个音乐的时候，就有七个什么，从 C 到 B 这个 scale。嗯，
所以如果sorry, if you learn the if you learn this children's song, you'll find out that each of these sentences and the do re mi correspond to a note on the piano or the C D E F G A B，
所以他用了音符来搭配英文的字，教导孩子什么学习音节。
So each of these notes correspond with an English word, so that you can understand the music scale.
所以今天诗篇第九篇的目的就是讲，他用 希伯来文字的字母，给你一个思想，让你记得神的话。
So the purpose of Psalm 9 is very similar to this today, and so it uses the same the alphabet at the beginning to help you memorize and remember the whole psalm.
所以诗人大卫使用希伯来的字母教导孩子，教导成年人，帮助他们什么？歌颂神，帮助他们如何的祷告。
So David uses this acrostic psalm format so that whether you're an adult or a child, you remember the psalm.
那诗篇第九篇、第十篇加起来是一个完整的长头诗。
Actually, if you add Psalm 9 and 10 together, it's a complete acrostic psalm.
那我们只看一半，所以第九篇我们只看他们的字母的前十二个字，第十篇就是最后的十个字，他们的字母一共有二十二个字。
So in Psalm 9, you'll see the first 12 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, and in Psalm 10, you'll see the rest of the 10 of them. There are 22 Hebrew alphabets.
所以这个诗篇的这个主题呢，就是神的公义。
So the main purpose of this psalm is the righteousness of God.
那我们要在读之前，你要当我们读的时候，你要观看它有个人的这个表达，还有这个群众群体的表达，群众的赞美和群众的祷告。
Please notice when we read it that there's the individual aspect as well as the congregational aspect of this psalm.
让我们一起看一起念让我念哦，大家一起看诗篇第九篇。
Please read along as we read aloud the psalm.
大卫的诗，教育令长调用木拉便。我一心称谢耶和华，我要传扬你一切奇妙的作为，我要因你欢喜快乐。至高者啊，我要歌颂你的名。我的仇敌转身退去的时候，他们一见你的面就跌倒灭亡，因你已经为我伸冤，为我辩屈。你坐在宝座上，按公义审判。你曾谴责外邦，你曾灭绝恶人，你曾涂抹他们的名，直到永永远远。仇敌到了尽头，他们被毁坏，直到永远。你拆毁他们的城邑，连他们的名号都归于无有。唯耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。他已经为审判设摆他的宝座，他要按公义审判世界，按正直判断万民。耶和华又要给受欺压的人做高台，在患难的时候做高台。耶和华啊，认识你名的人要依靠你，因你没有离弃寻求你的人。应当歌颂居西安的耶和华，将他所行的传扬在众民中。因为那追讨流人血之罪的，他纪念受欺的人，不忘记困苦人的哀求。耶和华，你是从死门把我提拔起来的，求你怜恤我，看那恨我的人所加给我的苦难，好叫我述说你一切的美德。我必在锡安城的门因你的救恩欢乐。外邦人陷在自己所掘的坑中，他们的脚在自己暗设的网罗里缠住了。耶和华已将自己显明了，他已施行审判。恶人被自己手所做的缠住了，恶人就是忘记神的外邦人，都必归到阴间。穷乏人必不永久被忘，困苦人的指望必不永远落空。耶和华，求你起来，不容人得胜。愿外邦人在你面前受审判。耶和华，求你使外邦人恐惧，愿他们知道自己不过是人。
Psalm 9 To the choir master according to Malti 11, a psalm of David. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they stumble and perish before your presence. For you have maintained my just cause. You have sat on the throne, giving righteous judgment. You have rebuked the nations. You have made the wicked perish. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. The enemy came to an end in everlasting ruins. Their cities you rooted out. The very memory of them has perished. But the Lord sits enthroned forever. He has established his throne for justice. And he judges the world with righteousness. He judges the peoples with uprightness. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion. Tell among the people his deeds. For he who avenges blood is mindful of them. He He does not forget the cry of the afflicted. Be gracious to me, O Lord. See my affliction from those who hate me. O you who lift me up from the gates of death, that I may recount all your praises, that in the gates of the daughter of Zion I may rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk in the pit that they made, in the net that they hid, their own foot has been caught. The Lord has made himself known, he has executed judgment. The wicked are snared in the work of their own hands. The wicked shall return to Sheol, all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, let not men prevail. Let the nations be judged before you. Put them in fear, O Lord. Let the nations know that they are but men.
好，今天我们就一起看这个二十节。
So let's look at these 20 verses today.
那这二十节的这个划分呢？你看，就是从他们的字母，从 A 到 K。
So if you look at it, it's from A to K.
然后我已经帮你们把它归纳起来了。我们不用学这个希伯来字怎么读，你就知道第一和第二节是 A 开头，然后第三到第四节是 B 开头。
You don't really need to memorize the Hebrew alphabet, but just need to know that they correspond to the verses that are indicated on this diagram.
那如果你有兴趣的话，他们的字母中间有一个 D， 可是这个开头，这个长头诗他们没有那个 D。
If you're interested in the fourth alphabet, there's actually a D, but then without indicating and specifying it.
所以好，我们就一起来看。所以这个能分成两大段，头一段是这个诗人要赞美神的审判，然后下半段就是这个为了他神的这个审判，这个诗人要祷告。
As we look at this together, it basically splits into two parts. The first part from verse 1 to 12 will be divine justice and praise, and the next part from 13 to 20 will be divine justice and prayer.
好，所以我们仔细看第一和第二节。
Let's look at verse 1 and 2.
那第一和第二节这里说，我一心要称谢耶和华，我要传扬你一切奇妙的作为，我要因你欢喜快乐，我要歌颂你的名。
So if you look at verse 1 and 2, it says, I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will recount all of your wonderful deeds. I will be glad and exult in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High.
所以第一和第二节它的开头的话，它的 A 它开头的话就是他个人要什么赞美神。
So the first letter that these verses start with is the Aleph, the A, and it gives this idea of I will.
然后他怎样赞美神呢？他要称谢、传扬喜乐和歌颂。
And how is he going to praise the Lord? He's going to give thanks, recount the goodness, be glad, and sing praises.
那我们说过了，当这个希伯来人的诗人用重复的不同的词汇形容重复的这个画面的时候，他所要表达的是全方面的赞美。
So we've spoken about this before, that when the Jews use this repetitive different facets to describe one idea, that's the idea of making a complete thought.
所以这是无时无处通过不同的方式，这个诗人要歌颂神。
Through different means of describing it and through different angles, this is how the psalmist wants to describe this point.
可能是礼拜天早上你来 Glenn 带领我们唱诗，你歌颂神；可能是你回家的路上你歌颂神；可能你在你的冲凉的时候你歌颂神。这是无时无处的赞美神的这个描述。
So for instance, if you are praising the Lord on a Sunday morning as Glenn leads us, or on the way home, or even as you take a shower, the idea is that you're constantly giving thanks and praising God.
然后这个赞美的这个对象呢是耶和华，然后他说你一切的作为，然后又是你，然后又是你的名。
And the object of this praise is Jehovah. So it's always you and you and you repeatedly.
所以全方面完整的赞美一个对象就是神和他的作为和他的名。
In order to completely praise the Lord, it's always about all that he is and all that he does.
那他称赞的是什么？耶和华这个名字。我们说耶和华是那个听他祷告的那个神，所以他向这个神发出赞美。
So this Lord that he's praising is the Lord that we've described that listens to his prayers, and so that is the one that he's praising.
那传扬你一切的作为，他在以色列人的这个生命和历史中有什么作为呢？
When he praises the Lord, he's praising all of his deeds. So what has the Lord done in the Israelites' life?
那今天早上我们看了他什么？他 他建立了这个国，他带他们出旷野，他们带他，他带他们打迦南地，然后又赐大卫这个大卫的约。
See, this morning, as we've gone through the OT survey, you see how the Lord has established the nation, rebuilt the nation, gone through the Canaan land, and so on and so forth.
所以神为了大卫做了这一切，大卫什么？大卫歌颂神。
And because of all that the Lord has done, what is David doing?He's praising the Lord for all he's done.
那在这个时候，我们停下来说好，大卫能这样赞美神，那我们呢
？Let us take a pause down and ask: If David can praise the Lord like this, what about us?
那暂时停下来，请大家思想，我们开头的话，这个是 A， right？ 开头的话，你开头的话是不是发出赞美的声音
？Let us pause and think. When you start your prayer, do youPraise the Lord, like starting the letter A.
还是你开头的话都是埋怨，都是不高兴。
Do you start often complaining and thinking of the negative?
那这开头的话，他口头上的话是赞美神的声音。
So you see how David starts. It's a praise that he starts with.
他脑海里是神为他所做的一切的一切的事。
And in his mind is full of all the.Wonderful deeds that the Lord has done for him.
那我们问问自己，我们的脑海里是不是常常充满神所为我们做的一切的这个好事
？Let us ask ourselves, are our minds full of all the good things that God has done for you?
可能等一下你们吃饭的时候，你可以互相提问说：好，你今天这一周，神为了做你什么能可以赞美的事
？Maybe today during lunch while you are chatting with one another, you can ask each other.What has the Lord done for you that was good this week?
你今天口你这周口头上所唱的诗歌是什么
？What has been on the lips of your tongues and your tongue as you sing and praise the Lord this week?
那上一周我们在这个婴儿室教小孩子的时候，这件事就呈现在我们的这个眼前了。
So last week when the preacher was teaching in the nursery, this.Example came out into real life.
那我们问当中的孩子哈，你要唱什么？如果我让你选一首歌，你要唱什么
？So when the teachers were asking the children, what would you like to sing? If we give you a choice, what would you want to sing?
那些选择唱美赞美神的诗歌大家就是在家里常常提醒你的孩子要赞美神。
So the songs of children are often the ones that you have repeatedly sung at home on how to praise the Lord.
可能有些人唱迪士尼的歌，你知道他的父母可能要不要让他看太多迪士尼的这个电影。
So if you know that the children are constantly singing Disney songs, maybe the parents have been holding back on the Disney.
所以不是讲你们哈，
这是 hypothetical, not talking about you.
所以我们彼此对我们口头上说什么，我们常常唱的这个歌是什么，我们的赞美是什么。
What is the constant speech of on our tongue? What do we praise the Lord with?
大卫要指出来，在第二个字母，他要指出来赞美神的原因。
So in the second letter, David wants to point out the reason for praising the Lord.
从第三到第十节，他要给你很多理由。
So from verse 3 to verse 10, there are going to be many reasons to praise the Lord.
这是他自己生命中的理由，这是在以色列国他们所经历的理由，这是。赞美神的理由
Many of these reasons come from his own life, from his life experiences in the nation, why he would want to praise the Lord.
所以第三节的开头他说我的什么我的仇敌转身退去他们什么他们一见你的面就什么跌倒灭亡
So one of the reasons is that when my enemies turn back, verse 3, they stumble and perish before your presence.
所以退去跌倒灭亡就形容了什么？在征战中，神完全的眷顾。
So you can see that the turn back, stumble and perish shows that the Lord in this battle totally dominates.
然后神赐大卫什么胜利
？And what did the Lord give? Gave David victory.
所以这里的形容就是在这个战役中，敌人逃亡，他完全的胜利。
You can see that in this picture, the enemy totally flees.And there's complete victory.
那公义的神把胜利什么交给了大卫。
So the righteous God gave the victory to David.
那大卫不只是为他的胜利赞美神，大卫为了神的什么？大卫为了神的公义 赞美神。
See, David doesn't just praise God because he got the victory, but he actually praises God for his righteous judgment.
所以你看，神为他伸冤，为他辩屈，为他什么按公义审判，他按着神的公义赞美神。
As you can see in verse 4, it says, For you have maintained my just cause, and you have sat on the throne, giving righteous judgment.
那在这一个，在这两节中，他又三次的提到什么？你，你，你。
And what happens repeatedly in these two verses? The constant reminder of you, you, you.
所以大卫三次提到神的名。
And so even in these two verses, David repeats God's name three times.
三次提到他的敌人怎样衰败。
And he also shows in three different ways, three times how the enemy is defeated.
他也三次提到神公义的这个属性。
And three times he highlights God's righteousness.
那很完整的就描述了他这个赞美神的理由。
So this paints a very complete and beautiful picture of why David is praising God.
可是他要你继续的明白神是多么的公义，他要你继续的看。
And yet David wants you to continually understand the righteousness of God.
所以如果你看你第五、第六节，他又要继续的三次的重复三件东西。
So again he repeats three things three times in verse 5-6.
那第五到第六节很强烈的这个词汇，他说他的神什么？神谴责、灭绝还有涂抹他敌人或者作恶的人的这个。词汇
You see, they're very intense terms that are used here in verse 5 to 6. But how he totally decimates the nations. He rebuked the nations, made the wicked perish, and he blotted out their names forever and ever.
所以大卫形容神如何全面的消灭他的仇敌。
You can see how David describes a complete destruction of the enemy.
那如果我们接下来在这下去的很多个星期，我们要看这个。旧约
As you can see in the following weeks, we'll be learning about the Old Testament.
我们也要看到神如何的保守以色列，继续的有敌人，继续的被神消灭，继续的神保守他的这个子民。
You will see a repeated pattern of how Israel has its enemies and God constantly destroys the enemies.
所以大卫这里说他的敌人被神什么谴责
？So what did David say here? He said that the enemy has been rebuked.
他敌人所居住的地方要被消灭
，and the place that they dwell will be destroyed。
那你看第五节，他们的什么？他们的名号也要什么被涂抹
？Look at this interesting description of how even their names will be blotted out。
那如果我们只读过去，我们不明白这个意义是有多深啊
？If we just in a cursory manner read through this and not understand the depth of this meaning。
可是如果我现在要问你，你知道以色列是一个国号，请你提出来2000年前在以色列国旁边的那个国的名是什么
？If I ask you to name right now the 2000 years ago the nations that surrounded Israel, do you know their names?
你可能说埃及
，Maybe you say Egypt.
我跟你说很多个十多个国啊
，Maybe there are over tens of nations.
在迦南地十多个国，为什么现在没有人提到这些人的名字
？Why is it that nobody mentions these nations that were found in Canaan?
如果你上班或者你开车，你跟你的同事说，你听到迦南人或者你听到耶布斯人，你知道这些人的名字吗
？When on your way to work, if you speak to your colleagues, if you ask them, hey, do you know who the Canaanites are, the Moabites, the Hittites, and all the other?
会跟你说你在说什么？什么国家来的
？Your colleagues will have a critical look and ask you, what are you talking about? Who are these countries?
其实你每天见证了神什么？神消灭大卫的敌人，直到他们的名号 ，the memory of their name， 人家已经不记得有这些国家了。
You see, the evidence now is that when you ask people of these nations, they don't even remember or don't even know about the name of these nations.
可是神记得吗？神记得以色列这个特别的国家。
But what does God do? God remembers.Israel, this very special nation.
那这个就很像小啊，这个武侠小说那个帮派打架的时候。
Oh, this is harkens back to those pugilist, I can't remember the
pugilist
type of novels, where heroes of old fought with each other across different sects.
啊，一个帮派消灭一个帮派是什么？斩草除根，除到没有 连最小的都杀掉，所以没有人记得了，所以没有人会报仇。
In these battles, you see that they kill everyone down to the youngest of offspring, so that there will be no more lineage of that sect, and so nobody can take revenge on this other nation.
那个
sect
帮派的名字也没有人记得了，所以根本好像不存在。
And it destroys the entire history and name of this sect until nobody remembers it.
大卫说，耶和华就是这样对付他的敌人。
See, that's exactly how the Lord treats the enemies of Israel.
这是他们的下场，是非常的非常的这个严重的。
And so this is what happens to them, and it's a very serious outcome.
连他们的名号都归于乌有。
Even the memory of their names are destroyed.
那第七到第八节呢，他继续的说。
And from verse 7 to 8, he continues to say.
那神对于恶人的审判是稳定无误的。
So the judgment of the wicked by the Lord is firm.
我们现在看到我们的国家跟我们的邻国现在政府之间的这个部门，不是部门了，就是政治人员当中有什么？他们有互相控告的这个事件。
So when you look at our current situation, nations have politicians that are having disagreements with one another.
可是。这里大卫说神的审判是无误的。
But yet, in contrast, this is about the judgment of the nations, and there is a firm judgment there's a firm judgment.
所以，怎么说是无误呢？因为他说耶和华是坐在宝座上的审判官。
You see, in contrast, this the Lord is judging from a stable throne.
他的坐席是什么？是永远的。
And this throne, he will not get moved away from. It's forever.
他在表明神什么？这个是一个保证，神的公义是没有局限的。
See, this is a guarantee that the Lord's righteousness has no limits.
他是宇宙的主，也是什么？宇宙的审判官。
He is the Lord of the universe, and he's the judge of the universe.
那有些人说，这世界那么多罪恶，神是创造了世界，然后他现在不管理了。
But then.Some may say, look, there's so much sin in this world. Does God not care and not take care of the world anymore?
大卫说不是的。
No, David said.
他的公义，他的座位是永远的。
David says, the Lord sits enthroned forever.
他要提醒我们，神以前审判罪，现在审判罪，将来也必定审判罪。
David reminds us that he will judge in the past.He has judged in the past, he will judge today, and he will judge in the future.
So, 神的这个 track record is 100%.
Track record 100%.
所以伊甸园什么？伊甸园红伊甸园人犯罪，神审判。
So in the Garden of Eden, when man sinned, God judged.
为什么赐洪水的这个审判？因为有人犯罪，神审判。
And the nation of Egypt being judged in the Red Sea, why? Because God is judging the nations.
从巴别塔。的事件，人犯罪，神审判。
And again, the sin at Babel, God judged.
所多玛、俄摩拉的人犯罪，神审判。
Sodom and Gomorrah, God judged.
以色列人背叛神，神审判。
And when Israel turned his back away from God, God judged them.
神的特性是不变的，他是公义，他也是不变的，就不变的公义的神。
See, God is consistent and He's never changing, and yet He's always just at the same time.
那同样的明白神的不变，你知道神拯救挪亚，神拯救亚当，神拯救以色列，神拯救罗德。
So you can see that God is consistent, and in His justice, He will save Noah, Adam, Lot, everyone that He promised to save.
他以前救你脱离罪恶，他将来也是如此。
As he has saved you from your sin in the past, in the future he will also do the same.
所以他的这个永远的这个宝座，永远公义的这个审判，他审判他也会帮助。
See, this throne that's established forever by the Lord will include judgment and also help that is eternal.
那你们看第八节他就讲到，大卫就讲到未来的事。
So in verse 8, you can see there's a future event.
他要什么？按公义审判世界。
And what will he do? In righteousness, he will judge the world.
按正直判断万民。
And in uprightness, he will judge the peoples.
那这是一个预言，因为我们还没有看到神完全的把公义的审判，这个处罚那些作恶的人。
You see, this is prophetic in nature because you haven't seen the Lord judge every nation and every peoples.
那这宝座代表神的权威，我们知道这宝座是永远的，所以将来有一天神会真正的审判每一个行罪恶的人。
You see, this throne has an authority, and one day the Lord will judge all those who have sinned.
那我们有一天要看到神坐在宝座上，统领万国，然后什么？还什么？还受委屈的人一个公道。
You see, one day we will get to see the Lord seated on His throne and dealing out justice to those who have been abused.
所以这对我们信主的人是一个很大很大的安慰。
So for us believers, we can take great comfort in this.
可是对不信主的人，这是很大很大的威胁。
But for those who don't believe in the Lord, this is a great threat.
那这个安慰就告诉你，你这一周所受的苦，你这一年所受的苦，所以或者你这一生所受的苦，神必定按公义还你一个公道。如果你是相信他的人。
If you are a child of God, you can be assured by God's justice that all the injustices you have experienced in a day, in a year, your whole life, God will be fair.
这也告诉我们，那些欺压义人的人，那些作恶的人，他们有一天或者将来的一天，一定会被神受神的审判。
But rest assured, likewise, for those who do evil, God will judge.
所以这不是说我们基督徒我们想报仇。
It's not to say that we Christians are seeking revenge.
可是如果我们的神不是完全公义的神，不会还我们一个清白，那我们白白受苦，为什么？
If our Lord is not a God of justice, then why do we suffer?
对，所以我们受委屈，我们承受这个世界的这个折腾，因为我们知道有一天神会什么？会还我们一个清白，会为我们做一个审判。
Why do we go through all this injustice today? Because we believe that one day the Lord will make it right.
那第九节大家看，他就要告诉你们，这个神的这个审判带来的是什么？
So let's look at verse 9 and see what kind of judgment this is.
所以第九到第十节这里他所说的就是保护。
So the key point in verse 9 to 10 here is about protection.
那大卫我们知道他是一个军人，他是一个君王，所以他用了什么军事的这个词汇来形容神的保护。
So we know that David is a king that has gone to war. He knows about the military, and so he uses militaristic terms to describe.
所以他是犹太人的战士，所以他用的这个保护就是他用什么堡垒，他用了这个高台，就是堡垒的意思。
So we know that he's a Jewish military man, so he uses the term stronghold.
所以如果你是华人，你的脑海里应该想到万里长城那个保护是那个意思。
So if you are looking at Chinese history and being a Chinese, you will think of the Great Wall of China as like a protection.
如果你是菲律宾的朋友，你会想到 intramuros 那个保护。
So if you are from the Philippines, you think of the intramuros.
所以保护那个堡垒，坚固的保护。
So this is a very stable stronghold.
安全可靠，患难中的什么？患难中的帮助。
Safe and dependable, and in the times of trial and challenges.A safe haven.
那认识神的人可以完全的、完全的依靠神。
Those who truly know God can 100% trust in God.
当我们在危机的时候
，in our times of danger，
当你面临困境的时候
，when you face challenging times，
当你手无寸铁孤兵作战的时候
，when you feel that all is lost and you don't have the ability to fight this battle。
你可以完全的信靠神。
You can completely trust in God.
那停下来，我们又停下来说，想一想，这对我们有什么影响
？So let's take another pause here and think. How does this affect you?
可能你在困境中。
Perhaps you are in a challenging time right now.
可是你坐在你旁边的人不知道。
But those seated right next to you don't know.
可能你与你心中的罪恶在作战，我们不知道。
Maybe you are battling the sin that's within you. We don't know.
可能你与生活的困境在征战，我们不知道。
Maybe you are having challenges in the life that you're living right now.
可能你的身体和你的精神, 不佳, 你软弱, 你在跟你的自己身体的状况来战斗, 我们不知道。
Maybe your flesh, your life, your body is at war in some ways, and we don't know.
你的困难非常的大, 你好像透不过气。
It feels like you're exasperated, you're unable to even breathe.
你看看世界的未来, 你看看 你周围的这个情况, 你非常的沮丧, 你非常的这个, 沉闷。
And when you look around the world, it doesn't get better, you feel even more distressed.
如果你完全的依靠神,
if you completely trust in the Lord,
就是完全的依靠神,
that means completely dependent on the Lord.
你看第十节,
look at verse 10.
认识你名的人要依靠你, 因你没有离弃, 寻求你的人。
And those who know your name put their trust in you, for you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you.
如果你今天什么都忘记了, 请你记住这节。
Please, if you do forget everything else I said today, remember this verse.
记住, 大卫说, 神没有离弃, 寻求他的人。
Please remember, the Lord have not forsaken those who seek him.
那个关键是寻求神的人。
So the important point here is those who seek after God.
当你在生活的困境的时候, 你觉得神非常的疏远, 你的这个出口就是你要去寻求神。
In the vicissitudes of life right now, if you are feeling trapped, remember, you must seek the Lord.
他不会离弃你, 这是一个答应。
He promised never to forsake you. That's a promise.
你无助的时候, 如果你寻求他, 他就变成你的堡垒。
And when you are hopeless and in your weakness, when you seek after him, he becomes your strength.
那这个堡垒可能是救你脱离你的苦境。
And this protection, this stronghold, is the one that gets you through this difficult time.
或者这堡垒是赐你力量, 走过那个苦境, 不是逃出来, 完全的走过去。
And maybe the Lord intends then to strengthen you to go through the trial instead of just escaping from it.
那我在预备的时候我又想到这一个故事。
So as I was preparing, I thought of this story.
那在第二世界大战之后,
in the World War II,
有一个澳大利亚的军人,
soldier from Austria,
他到了新西尼亚做了宣教士。
He went to Papua New Guinea to become a soldier.
他是一个军人, 所以他花了很多时间筹备, 然后传福音, 帮助那些吃人族, 要他们信主。
So, although he was a soldier, he spent a lot of time sharing the gospel with people.
那这些吃人族越听了越气, 越不想信主, 他们有一天非常的恼怒, 举起来, 然后什么, 埋伏这个宣教士。
But the natives didn't take kindly to that, and was very annoyed by him, and one day ambushed this preacher.
那神是他的堡垒, 对吗?
And so the Lord is his protection, right?
所以这个故事的结局可能是神使他逃离或者神什么使他继续的被埋伏, 对不对?
So there are really a few options here only. Either the Lord helps him to escape or he's continually being ambushed.
那他们近距离的射杀这个宣教士。
And from close distance, these natives killed this preacher.
那神是患难中的堡垒, 对不对?
But isn't the Lord the protector in a time of trouble?
所以在射杀的时候, 可能神使他的箭乱飞, 或者神使那个箭精准的射那个宣教士。
And while they were attempting to kill this natives, attempting to kill this preacher, couldn't the Lord like misdirect the arrows and make it fly elsewhere?
可是每一个箭射中了这个宣教士, 近距离的, 近距离的射,
every arrow that was shot at close distance hit and killed the preacher.
神是他的堡垒, 他一根箭一根箭的靶, 他一直靶, 他们射了他靶, 他们射了他靶, 近距离的, 在他们眼前, 他没有跑, 他霸断, 在他们的眼前。
So every arrow that shot at the preacher, he broke it right in front of the natives.
那土人越射越疯狂, 他们没有看见这种力量, 最后血流满地, 宣教士死了。
So the natives got even more agitated when they saw that he was breaking the arrows, and he shot even more arrows close at a close distance, and as the blood filled the floor, the preacher eventually died.
那这件事以后，他们还是没有信主。
After this situation, the natives didn't believe in the Lord.
宣教士的妻子去找他们，跟他们传福音。
Then the wife of the preacher went to look for the natives to spread the gospel.
这时候，这女人崩溃了。她说：“这个人那么勇敢，在我们前面拔断这个剑，然后死了。他的妻子还敢来跟我们传福音。”
And the natives were shocked because this man is very brave to break the arrows, even as it shot into them. And the wife came to preach to them.
那最后他们真的信主，因为他们没有看过这样强大的这个属灵的力量。
And so eventually the natives believed in the gospel because they've never seen such a strength, spiritual strength on display.
神是他们夫妇的什么高台，可是他所赐他们的力量不是逃离，不是逃出来，是走过去，然后什么，因为他们所行的是到什么，是土人归主。
And so the Lord is the strength and the stronghold for this couple. And instead of escaping it, they actually went through it.
所以神在你的患难中，如果你寻求他，他是你的什么，他不会离弃你。
And so in your troubles, seek after the Lord, he will never forsake you.
然后我们看第十一跟第十二节。
So if you look at verse 11 and 12,
因为神的保护，因为神的眷顾，因为神所赐的力量，大卫说赞美神。
Because of the protection and the strength of the Lord, what does David say? He says, praise the Lord.
他一开头他说你们应当怎么歌颂居锡安的耶和华。
So he begins by saying, sing praises to the Lord who sits enthroned in Zion.
所以这个唱或者这个赞美是一个指示，他说以色列人你们要赞美神。
See, this is a command from David to say, Israel, you must sing praises to the Lord.
居什么？居锡安的耶和华，就是在他们当中那个神的会幕，在他们当中，你要赞美那个在你们当中的耶和华。
So who are they praising? They're praising the Lord that encamps within them who sits within and enthroned in Zion.
然后他说跟以色列说，你们要传扬他在你们当中所行的事。
And what does he say? He says, tell among the peoples his deeds.
他行了什么事？
What did he do?
十灾锅海赐玛拿攻迦南，他行了很多事。
He did a lot of miracles. Remember how he fed the thousands and how he went through Canaan. He did many many things for them.
大卫说：“你们要按神所行的，你们要宣扬他的名。”
So you must remember the deeds of the Lord to spread His name.
因为什么？他纪念受欺的人，不忘记他们的哀求。
Because this is a form of remembering the cry of the afflicted and knowing that the Lord never forgets his own.
在这十二节他也说他还是追讨流人血之罪的那个耶和华。
Remember, he's the same God who avenges the blood of those who are his.
所以同样不变的神，他不会忘记你，他也不会忘记那些做罪恶的事的那些人。
The never changing God will always remember youAnd never forget about those who are evil towards you.
然后我们来到第十三，到第二十节，就是他所要谈到的审判与什么祷告。
So you see, we're transitioning now to the second half, which is about the justice and prayer.
你看第十三和第十四节。
So look at verse 13 and 14.
这里说耶和华是从死门把我提拔起来的。
Remember, this is the Lord who has lifted me up from the gates of death.
So, 诗人在这里，他要什么？他要请求神什么介入和帮助。
So what is the psalmist asking for? He's asking that the Lord intervenes and helps.
他说：“神啊，请你看那恨我人所交给我的苦楚，请你看我的这个境况。”
So the psalmist is saying, "Look, help, please see my affliction and those who hate me."
因为你是那什么？你是那个交给你是那个。是我救恩的那个神。
Because you are the God of my salvation.
所以这里的锡安就是锡安山。
So the Zion here is the Mount of Zion.
锡安山就是耶路撒冷的这个处在地。
So this is a part in the Jerusalem.
他说他要在锡安的门，就是他们的城门，就是他们的聚会的这个他们的这个公共的场合，他要什么宣扬神的这个 拯救。
So the gates of Zion is a public square, a public area where he can declare the works of the Lord.
他要喜乐的在什么众人的这个中间，告诉他们神如何的怎么赐他救恩。
And he wants in full joy, rejoicing, showing the people the salvation that the Lord has given him.
然后他的这个祷告呢，他的这个祷告的理由。就在十五到第十八节。
So the reason for this prayer comes from verse 15 to 18.
那如果你们看十五到第十六节的时候
，If you look at verse 15 to 16,
这里说外邦人陷在自己所掘的坑中。
So if you look at this verse 15, it says the nations have sunk in a pit that they have made.
脚在自己暗设的网罗里缠住了。
And in the net that they hit, their own foot has been caught.
所以两次重复同一件事。
So it's a repeat of the same situation.
他们自己所行的恶，最后行在自己最后自己陷在自己所设的恶里面。
So the evil that they intended and they planned, they have suffered from themselves.
所以他们现在他们的脚被缠住，这个是他们什么动弹不得的这个画面。
So what is the picture that's painted here? The foot that's being caught show that they cannot escape.
如果你想到以色列的历史，那个在这个哈曼进了木架要吊死这个以色列人，最后什么？哈曼自己吊死在这个木架上。
Remember the gallows that were created by Haman, and his intent was to kill Mordecai and the Jews. What happened? He himself was hung there.
所以神的公义使到什么？恶人的这个邪恶归到他们自己当中。
So what happens to them in their evil intentions? God's righteousness has executed the judgment on them on their own evil devices.
那这是恶人的后果是什么呢？第十七到第十八节。
So what is the conclusion for the wicked? We see that in the verse 17 and 18.
恶人和外邦人他们的这个后果就是什么？归到阴间。
So the wicked and these Gentile Pagan nations, what happens to them? They return to Sheol.
所以对抗神的人，他们的后果是阴间。
So the final destination for these who are opposed to God is Sheol.
信靠神的人呢，神没有忘记，神保护，是高台。
So those who remember the Lord remembers and are His own, it is lifted up.
所以这里的形容也让我们看到这个作恶的人，他们在这个生活中，他们的生活的尾端，最后他们回到什么？他们所属的泥土，所属的这个阴间。
You see what happens to the wicked in the end? They go beneath the earth. Their final place is Sheol.
属神的人归回的是什么？你归回神那里。
So where does the godly end up? With God forever.
所以我们看了这个对比，我们又要停下来说哈，这跟我们有什么关系
？So again, let's take a pause here and ask ourselves, what does this have to do with us?
那我们不知道我们大家当中有多么的苦，多么的辛苦。
So among us, we don't know how much pain each of us are going through.
我们不知道你的银行的状态，你口袋的状态，你的精神的状态，我们都。不知道你们的真正的情况是什么。
We don't know the true condition of your bank accounts, of your health, or what's really going on in your life.
可是，当你明白神对于作恶的人跟属他的人的这个反应是不一样的时候
，But once you understand that the Lord has a different plan for those who trust in Him and those who are wicked,
他告诉你，如果你寻求他，他不会离弃你。
You know for a fact that if you seek him, he will not neglect you or turn you away.
还有，如果你向他什么，告诉他你的委屈，他必定会什么，帮你伸冤。
And remember, if you share with the Lord your pains and your struggles, the Lord will help you have victory.
如果我们想象一个律师维护那个他的这个客户的时候
，So it's like a lawyer defending his client.
这个神如果维护你，他会不断的维护你。你没有钱，他也是维护你。
So If the Lord was our lawyer, whether you have money or not, He will continually defend you.
他会为你伸冤，因为你是什么？你是寻求他的，你什么？你是属于他的。
And he will fight till you have a victory because you belong to him. You are his.
那我们再说实际一点 ，OK？
So let's put it more practical.
如果你的上司欺负你，你可以跟神说，神会帮你伸冤。
If your boss was the one who was bullying you, you can call on the Lord and he would give you victory.
如果你的家庭或者你周围的人欺负你，你可以告诉神，他会为你伸冤。
And if it was those among your family who have been treating you unfairly, bullying you, you can call the Lord and he will give you victory.
可能是你的政府，可能是你周围的人，神会帮助你为你伸冤。
Maybe it's the ruling parties around you, maybe it's the people around you, God will give you victory.
好，因为这样，在十九到二十节，他就要这样的结束。如果看十九到二十节。
But because of this, so from verse 19 to 20, this is the conclusion.
所以我们来到它的，它这个字母就是 K.
So we've come to the letter K in the Hebrew alphabet.
那继续的在诗篇第十篇，它会继续的把十个字母用完，可是我们就停在这个 K.
So from verse 21 onwards, they'll use the other 10 alphabets of the Hebrew letter, but right now we'll stop at the letter K.
那诗歌的结尾，诗人什么邀请？什么？他邀请神行动。他说：“神啊，求你起来。”
So what is the request of the psalmist? He says, "Arise, O Lord."
起来做什么？
Arise to do what?
起来伸冤，审判罪恶。
Arise to judge the nations, to defeat evil.
不要容忍恶人得逞。
Not to tolerate the wicked.
你看他的这个形容的方式是非常强烈的。
See the description here is a very strong, in very strong terms.
诗人要求神显示他是神。
So the psalmist asked the Lord to show that he is God.
让人什么？让罪人知道他们只不过是人。
And to show in stark contrast that the wicked sinners are only men.
所以这里说，耶和华，求你使外邦人恐惧。
So here it asks of the Lord, the psalmist asks of the Lord, put them in fear, O Lord, let the nations know that they are but men.
那英文常用 put the fear of God in them, 要他们惧怕神。
So the key here is that the psalmist wants these people to fear God.
那为什么大卫要他们惧怕神呢？
Why does David want them to fear God?
因为这一组人他们活着的时候，他们的态度把自己当成神，横行霸道，他们什么欺压，做这个罪恶的事。
It's because these wicked people lived as though they were God, and they did all these evil deeds during their lifetime.
这些罪恶的人好像能掌控什么，掌控一切，他们非常的有权势。
Wicked nations look like they had complete control and were in charge of all of life that's going on.
那大卫的祷告是神啊，求你使某某人，这些人知道他们只不过是人，让他们知道你是神，你是有威望的神。
And so David's prayer is that these people know that the Lord is God and they are only mere people.
那想到这一节啊。我又想到一个历史的故事。
So as I read through this passage, I thought of another example from history.
那历史记载很多个独裁的这个君王。
So there are a lot of history writes documents the lives of dictators.
那有一个近代的这个历史，我们知道希特勒这个人物。
So a recent character that we know of is Hitler.
那你如果知道希特勒这个故事，他是一个小兵，然后通过政治的管道，他变成什么德国的这个领袖。
You know that Hitler rose through the ranks from a measly soldier to become the ruler of Germany.
那他的战略非常的什么，非常的这个充满的野心，然后他又非常的极端的对待犹太人。
You know that he had great ambitions in conquering the nations, and he had.A horrible treatment of the Jewish people.
如果你知道他的历史，在这个二战的末期的时候，他很像忘记自己不过是人，他的战略真的是，非常的野。
So if you remember at the height of the World War II, when Hitler was in power, he behaved as though he was not just a mere man.
可是当联盟军攻入柏林的时候，要擒拿他的时候。
And when the allied forces were about to capture him,
他记得他是人, 他只是微小的一个人,
then he remembered he's just a mere man.
他跑到他的防空壕里面,
he ran into his shelter,
然后他自尽,
and he killed himself.
那今天如果你到柏林,
so now if you go to Berlin,
没有纪念碑,
there is no memorial stone.
那个防空壕变成一个,
that shelter that Hitler went to is now a car park.
那柏林的人会跟你说, 如果你有狗, 他们鼓励你把你的狗带到那边, 去方便。
So the people in Berlin tell you that if you have a dog and they need to relieve themselves, bring it to the car park.
纪念这个恶人,
and remember this evil person.
所以那个画面就是这样, 大卫要神, 非常的威武的, 表示给那个恶人看, 你只是人, 他是神, 你们的恶行真的是非常非常的侮辱神和他的创造物。
This is the stark picture that David wants us to remember, that these rulers were only mere men, and he wants us to remember this is how God would judge these men.
所以看完了这20节, 我们如何的祷告呢? 如何的用这诗篇第九篇 帮助我们的祷告呢?
So how does Psalm 9 guide our prayers?
那提醒我们我们要称谢神, 无时无刻的, 全方面的赞美神。
So it reminds us that we must constantly praise the Lord without reservation.
然后我们可以求神什么? 求神降审判, 不是降审判。
We can also pray for the Lord to execute his judgment.
我们可以什么? 求神帮助我们逃难, 或者接受我们的逼迫, 因为他能帮助我们。
And we can also pray that the Lord help us through our trials, whether to escape it or to go through it.
然后我们要感谢神保护, 那些信靠他的人。
And we can also pray and thank God that he protects those who are his godly ones.
诗篇第九篇把重点放在神公义的审判。
So the main point in Psalm 9 is to focus on the righteous judgment of the Lord.
那这个就, 完成的这个, 完成我们这个第, 如果我们先看第, 我们的第一篇到第九篇, 其实这个持续的这个思路, 我们可以观看。
So if you take a helicopter view at Psalm 1 to Psalm 9, you get an overview.
蒙福的人生是什么?
So what is the blessed life?
认识神, 认识耶稣。
Those who truly know God and know Jesus.
第二篇就叫你认识神的受膏者是谁。
So the key in Psalm 2 is to know who is the Lord's Messiah.
当你认识了受膏者, 他, 你知道你的患难中他可以拯救你。
And so if you know the Messiah, then you will be delivered from suffering.
当你在患难中得拯救的时候, 你就能安息在主的怀中, 那是第四篇。
And as you are receiving the deliverance from this suffering, then in Psalm 4, you can see that you can rest in the Lord.
诗篇第五篇教导我们通过祷告可以认识神。
And Psalm 5 teaches us that through prayer, we can get to know God.
第六篇教导我们, 我们苦难中, 我们还可以神向神祷告。
And in Psalm 6, we learn that when we are hurting, we can pray to God.
第七篇, 最苦的苦难就是密友成为我们的敌人的时候, 如何祷告。
And even in the most painful of times, when our enemies, who used to be our friends, turn on us, we can still pray.
然后第八篇, 让我们转向看到神的什么? 神的伟大。
And then in Psalm 8, it brings us to a higher level to think of God's majesty and in contrast to man's dignity.
那今天的第九篇, 让我们看到神的审判。
Psalm 9 today teaches us about the divine justice of God.
那下一次我们有机会, 我们就讲第十篇, 把这个长头诗的最后的十几, 这个十个字母 来讲题, 就完成了第一篇, 诗篇第一篇, 到第十篇的这个, 这个系列。
So if we have a chance next time, we'll go through the second part of this acrostic psalm in Psalm verse Psalm 10, and then you'll have a full picture of Psalm 1 to Psalm 10. Let's close in a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your divine justice and judgment on those who are wicked, those who take your word lightly, those who are careless towards you, and hurtful towards your people. Father, we know judgment belongs to you, and we can depend on you. We take this Psalm 9 close to our heart, and we want to remember during difficult times, that you are with us and you are always with us if we are your own. Help us all then to seek after you. May we remember to do so with all our hearts and not be distracted by the little things of life. Help us then to look to you and trust in you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Messiah. And thank you for the gospel that we've received. In your Son's saving name, we all pray. Amen.